listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Pet surrenders across WA have increased by 44% since the start of the year. That's according to the RSPCA, who say the cost of living crisis is the main reason people are giving up their furry friends. The group's Louise Rose says in the regions there's one major factor at play.
We are hearing that things are really tight there, particularly when it comes to the rental market. Everything's just so expensive, and trying to find an affordable pet-friendly rental in some cases just seems impossible.
A dry season task force is being set up by the state government to help farmers prepare for the hotter and drier challenges ahead. Industry leaders will come together to share information and identify the best ways to support farm businesses and rural communities. Safety concerns over the condition of Mininyu Morowa Road. The Shire of Morowa expressing concerns for drivers as trucking activity increases on the road through Terra Mining's iron ore transportation. Shire President Karen Chappell says the state government is actively looking into solutions.
There is a road condition assessment currently being undertaken, and when that road condition assessment report is issued, I'm sure that the state government will look at it even more closely.
$470,000 worth of refurbishment works are set to get underway at Geraldton's Francis Street boat ramp today. Renewal works are also set to kick off at the Finger Jetty. The road outside the boat ramp will be closed off to the public during construction, which is set to take 5 weeks to complete. In sport, Geraldton Hockey is back. The Casuals taking out the Saints in the men's A grade, the score 3-1. Murchison are eager to get out on the turf this week after a round one bye. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.